Rashmi Nair and Matt Gurney with you here with a very interesting story that is about to go to City Hall. And this involves an 80-year-old man, actually a man who is over 80 years old. So we can say an elderly Toronto resident is taking issue with an issue that's been taken up with him from city staff. And now he has a former city councillor helping him fight the good fight to have artificial turf on his Toronto property. Are you into artificial turf, Matt Gurney?
No, we looked at it. Our backyard is heavily shaded. It's really hard to grow grass there. So we have looked at it. But it's funny, one of the reasons we decided not to go with it is because it's a complete hassle to get the necessary permits.
Okay, well, let's find out if this elderly gentleman, over 80 years old, does have the necessary permits, because he does have the ear of former city councillor and TTC chair, now the president and CEO of Variety Village, and one of our smart speakers here on The Rush, Karen Stintz. Karen Stintz joins us live to discuss this issue. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
How did you hear about this story?
Well, this is, again, one of the crazy things that happen when you when you're a city councilor and you've been in the neighborhood for a while. So Frank is the gentleman, and he phoned me out of the blue and said that the city was going to take him to court for his grass, his artificial grass. And he called me again because I was his counselor and because I also had my own fight with the city about artificial grass in my front lawn. And so he felt that I would be a sympathetic audience to his plight. Well, I didn't believe him when he said the city was taking him to court, and I thought, okay, that's probably an exaggeration. So I went to see Frank to find out what he had been served with and how we could figure this out, because I thought that was a bit of an overreaction by the city to take an 80-year-old to court over grass. Sure enough, we're going to court tomorrow for disclosure for his grass.
What is it, to the extent that you can, Karen, what is it that the city is so unhappy about?
So this is the part that's really quite interesting, depending how you look at it. So municipal licensing and standards actually believes that the landscaping is permeable, because that's the city's concern. Of course, you don't want to pave over your front lawn and then have the water drain and overrun the sewer system. So there's a completely logical reason why you want permeability in people's lawns. But the building inspector believes that artificial grass is not permeable. And so he's claiming that the resident has, in effect, used a non-approved, non-permeable surface to landscape his front lawn, and that is not consistent with the bylaw. Even though Frank has confirmation writing from MLS, Municipal Licensing and Standards, that in fact this grass is permeable and is permitted under the bylaw. So the city's fighting with themselves, and Frank has to go to court.
Okay, so does the city know that it's fighting with itself? Are they talking to each other, these hands?
Well, I called the lawyer today, the prosecutor on the file, because Frank is now in the court system. And I said, listen, is there any way we can resolve this without going to trial? And she was lovely and said, well, you know, tomorrow has to happen as a matter of process. There is potentially a way to resolve this issue without a full-blown trial. But as it is right now, the court date is for tomorrow for disclosure. Tomorrow is when a hearing date will be set. And the city is intent right now on prosecuting Frank for his grass.
So, Karen, you had said at the outset here that you were surprised to hear this and you wanted to go over and see the documents yourself. I defer to you and your understanding and knowledge of government at City Hall. You know that better. I probably know it better than the average. You know it way better than me here. I got to be honest with you. I was not shocked to hear this. I saw the outlines of the story and I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. That's the kind of thing the city would do. Not because it's evil, but because it's bloated, inefficient, and often confused.
Right, right. Well, and again, because I didn't believe it, Matt, because my experience when I had my artificial grass on my front property was I got a notice of violation because someone complained because someone didn't like me. And so I got a notice of violation, but I didn't know what to do with it because I was in the process of selling my house. So I called the city and I said, like, you know, the part that you're taking issue with is the city portion, but the grass is actually on both my side and your side. So how do I resolve this? Because I can't cut a strip out of my front lawn. And no one ever got back to me. So quite frankly, I forgot about it. until I sold my house. But then the new owners said that there was this notice of violation, so I had to pay the new owners $2,500 to have the grass removed and new sod installed. And guess what? The grass is still there. The artificial grass is still there.
They just pocketed your $2,500.
They pocketed my $2,500, and it's just annoying because I walk past it every day because it's on my dog walking route.
Yeah, but how dare they do that? You know where they live.
I know where they live, and so when Frank called, I'm like, I am such a sympathetic audience for this matter.
Well, and like, I think Frank is hoping that maybe you have an inside track to City Hall to figure out what's going on behind the curtain.
Well, I thought I did. And so, you know, oh, how the mighty have fallen. I phoned the mayor's office and I said, you guys, like, seriously, do you know you're taking an 80-year-old to court over grass? And, yeah, they confirmed, yeah, that's what's happening. Is that, yeah.
Well, of course we are.
Said it was okay.
Okay, but they anticipate that this is all going to fall through the cracks as it should, right? And there's, I mean, you're being explained to that it's a matter of process. That's taxpayers' dollars, right?
100%. 100%. And with everything else going on in the city, I don't think the person we should be taking to court is the 80-year-old over grass. I just don't think so.
Canada is broken. I wish we had a gavel because I would just bang it, walk out of the studio. We'd have 2 minutes and 56 seconds left in a segment. I'd have nothing to say. Canada is broken.
Drop.
Bang.
Mic drop. Yeah, 80-year-old going to jail for grass.
Yeah. But to be honest, do you anticipate this to be self-explanatory when you are in court tomorrow? It's simple to us, but I fear that it will be as confusing as it seems to be among city staff in court.
Well, and so this is the part I think that that there's, you know, we can rely on a few things. One, the prosecutor who's been assigned to the case actually hasn't read the brief yet. So perhaps some reason will prevail when the new prosecutor gets the file. There's also the justice of peace that might look at this issue and decide it's really not worth the court's time. Or there's opportunities to mediate. But nonetheless, it's ludicrous because, in fact, the city did tell him that he could use that as his landscaping material. And then the building inspector said he couldn't. So there's something fundamentally wrong when one city can't agree and then the citizen has to defend themselves in court.
I think exactly what you're identifying is that there are two sides, and instead of reason prevailing, it has to go to a third party decider, ideally someone with a gavel. Like, it shouldn't have to get to that point.
No, and it shouldn't have to involve a citizen, right? Like, if the two parts of the city can't agree, like, surely there's got to be a better way to mediate this than drag a citizen into court.
Maybe 311.
311. There you go.
We should all just start calling 311 until this goes away.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, because if we're going to rat each other out, like, there's lots of artificial grass in the city. And so, you know, if we're going to take this guy to court, what is that really the precedent that we want to set? You know, and if you don't like your neighbor's landscaping options, do we really want to encourage them to get the building department involved and take the guy to court? I don't know.
Well, I'm sure Frank is very grateful for you. Karen, we are grateful for you making time to bring this to our attention as well. And we will continue to follow what happens tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you. Karen Stintz is a former city councilor and TTC chair, now the president and CEO of Variety Village. But she is still doing the work of a public servant, going to court with Frank tomorrow to help him with his artificial turf. She could easily say to them, guys, my old address has artificial turf on it still. Go after them, too.
Oh, I like that, because that would actually be revenge for the people who pocketed her $2,500. Anyway, Reshmi here, bringing solid advice and reasonable thinking. I don't have time for that. I'm ending on this. Canada is broken.